This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the Tuesday, November 10th version of the DJV program. Coming up, a focus on Veterans Day, which is tomorrow. We'll be here live for the Veterans Day program, as we always are, with special attention to those things about veterans, how to observe Veterans Day, what the status is of veterans, all of those things. The AMVETs. Do you have any AMVET, where both of you are? Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeling here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Do you have AMVET organizations in your neighborhoods, ladies? Do you know what the AMVETs are?
I don't know what the AMVETs are.
No, I don't either.
Really? That's interesting. American Veterans, that's what AMVET stands for, and they're
a group. I figured, but
okay.
Yeah, and it's a group of people calling. It's a private organization, 501c3. What they're doing around here is gathering masks, finding them, the active members, to give out to people who don't have masks. It's one of the things they do. They take care of themselves and their own, but they also, he's giving out, the guy who's running this local organization, giving out masks, not necessarily based on economic needs, but based on, you know, if you see somebody who's not wearing a mask, here, pal, take a mask, which, that's kind of an interesting idea when you get down to brass tacks. So let's get into what's going on with the police officers who are accused of killing George Floyd. I guess there has been some consternation back and forth as to whether they get tried individually or together. So it looks like, ladies, they're going to be tried together. Is that a good move? Is it not a good move? Who gets a fair trial? Is there any such as? I guess that's the
whole thing. Well, the judge felt that it didn't make sense, and it would be a lot of taxpayer dollars to try them all individually. Yeah. So they're all going to be lumped into one trial.
Mm-hmm. And then I would imagine that's their attempt too, to try to get them to turn on each other, probably, right?
Yes, I would think so too. Yep.
What do you mean? And then in a trial where they're all together?
Yeah, I think if they were all separate, they'd have more. Yeah, I think if they were all separate, they'd probably be allowed to muster their own defense, but when they're sitting there next to each other, I think you leave yourself kind of open for people trying to throw one under the bus. I think there is one that should be thrown under the bus, and I don't know if all of them will do that, but it seems like you'd be leaving it open for that.
Well, does it lessen the blow for them? Is that one of the things that's on somebody's mind as well, you think?
Well, but see, Jen's right. Derek Chauvin is the one who we all saw famously with his knee on George Floyd's neck. I mean, he's the one who killed him. So, I would be suspicious, because I am of police unions and their political power. I would be suspicious as to who actually is maybe pulling the power levers behind this. Because for Derek Chauvin to be lumped in with the other three, it's a totally different case. And so do the other three then?
Well, that makes me wonder why. Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
This is beneficial. I would say if I was the police union and I wanted to protect all four of these guys, I would want them tried together, because a jury is going to look at the other three and say, well, they don't deserve to get the maximum. So Derek Chauvin's sentencing, if he's found guilty, may end up being less because of the other three. You know, they're watering down his presence and his activity.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on with all of the legal battles. Jennifer, do you have an update on what's going on? I see the Trump people are not backing down. The staff, a lot of people are leaving the staff already, though, right? Aren't there a lot of people that are just kind of hitting the road?
No, I haven't seen anybody. I've been seeing them actually move. Like, a lot of the campaign staff left Florida and went to Georgia. So they're moving around, certainly, but I haven't seen any big, huge departures from the president. I think a lot of people actually have his back in this. And just, if I haven't said it before, it's not necessarily that this is about Trump or Biden or who wins. This is about California and the rest of the country. The election that we saw this last week across the nation is an election that I'm used to in California. It's ridiculous. It's broken. It's ripe for voter fraud. Whether there's enough voter fraud that's going to change the trajectory of the election, I don't know. I'm actually doubtful. I think that, you know, realistically, it's probably Joe Biden that's going to sit there. But if we don't fix this now, because there are people who say, oh, what happened this time around? We're just going to make that permanent. People like voting by mail, all that. We need to address these issues so that we can guarantee a free and fair election. So my support for this is double. Number one, I think we should see what allegations there are, what irregularities there are, and the lawsuits will do that. If there's something to it, great. If there's not, fine. But broadly, we need to make sure that this doesn't happen again. The fact that states for the very first time ever stopped counting in the middle of the night on Election Day makes a lot of people wonder what the heck was going on.
But Trump said stop counting.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he did. That was the count. He tweeted a lot of that.
No, stop the count came days after because their poll workers or poll watchers were not being allowed into the rooms in Philadelphia. That's part of the reason why people think there was an issue, because they were not granted access. The Trump campaign was not granted access to watch the poll workers count the ballots.
So many reports disputing that, even on Fox News, saying that it's a mix of Democrats and Republicans that are watching all the ballot counting.
That's why it needs to be investigated, because there are a lot of people who have sworn affidavits saying that they were not allowed in there. So there are recounts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona that are just going to kick in because of the narrow margin of the vote. There are going to be some lawsuits that are going to have to play out. All of that stuff will be done before the vote is certified. When the vote is certified, we'll have an answer as to who the president-elect will be.
All right. There's that story. 12 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet a Navy veteran who has championed veterans, other veterans. As a matter of fact, he's got a lot of them working for him. The story of Battle Bars coming up next here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
12 past the hour on the Tuesday, November 10th, DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Alex Witt, who happens to be a Navy vet. He's also the CEO of a company called Battle Bars. You ladies ever hear of Battle Bars?
No.
Alex, I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, I want to learn more.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with that, Alex. The Battle Bar, this is something important because of the people you have, for me anyway, because of the people that you have working for you. I frankly have never heard of Battle Bars before. How long have they been around?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on, guys. It's not just who we have working for us. It's more about who's working with us. We wanted to create a product that was better, that was in better demand of our soldiers and airmen and sailors, because overseas, the bar was quite literally born on the battlefield. There was nothing for us to eat overseas. When I was in Iraq, when my partner was in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria, there was nothing good for us to eat that actually tasted nutritious without any artificial garbage. So, we wanted to create something positive and something nostalgic. And so we thought of what better than something that tastes like an adult Rice Krispie treat, right? But you can't stop there. You know, we have a mission on top of that. We partner with Operation Enduring Warrior, who is taking men and women, coming back from the battlefield, feeling like they have broken spirits, and saying, you know what, you don't have to just go back into the civilian world. You can go back into the civilian world and you can excel. And they take them on skydiving events and, Spartan races and things like that. So it's more than just a protein bar company to me.
What years, Alex, were you in Iraq?
2003 to 2005. I'm an old man now, I guess, right?
I wouldn't say that, no.
You came back, though. I think this is a really interesting story. So you have a problem. You go, gosh, there's really nothing for us to eat. We're out there. You know you're not the only one who's feeling like this. How does it go from that idea into the company that you've created?
Well, everyone's got a unique story, you know, and And you can't have a great brand without a great mission or story. And my, when I was in the logistics world, I had a business previous to this, and we sold it because in 2016, my best friend who I served with in Iraq was killed in the Dallas police shootings. And he was one of the five officers. And you know, when that happened, it was like my moment.
That was a terrible thing.
Yeah, it was one of the worst moments of my life. And you know, when I remember waking up, hearing the news, and I there's nothing I could do. And I said to myself right then and there that I'm gonna quit what I'm doing. I'm gonna start the path, and I'm gonna do something special that impacts the lives of our veterans. That says, hey, you know what? You don't have to go carry a gun and go be a cop. You know, he was supposed to go into business with me. He didn't do it because he wanted to serve his country even more. And that's one, that's ridiculously admirable. But two, you know, we want to show people that there is a path outside of carrying a weapon or being a firefighter or a paramedic. You don't have to do these things. You served your time. Now let's go be successful in the business world. So that's kind
great.
Of the basis for it.
That's so great, Alex, because so many veterans, we hear these stories. It's so hard to transition into a different, or maybe a lot of veterans feel like they know one thing, and that's, you know, and that's what their resume is full of, and they find it difficult to make that transition into the business private sector. So I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. How is it difficult for you to get these protein bars to active duty military members around the world, or have you been successful with that?
Yeah, you know, our business is growing like crazy. The protein bar space is incredibly difficult. You know, it's a very crowded space.
Very saturated, yep.
Very, very, very saturated. And, you know, I will say this, though. You know, in our first year of sales, I'm happy to report on this stuff, but our first year of sales, we did $250,000 on just our website alone.
I think you should go on Shark Tank.
Good for you.
No, I'm being facetious. Yeah, no, I'm not being facetious. You should go on Shark Tank.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I think you ran a gym before, right? Before you did this, after you got out of the service, you started a gym that was for veterans. Am I correct in that?
I'm standing in the gym right now, actually. I've, you know, it's called 1040 10 Fitness. And our goal was to build, provide a blueprint that's affordable for veterans as they transition out. And, I think that, you know, our message here and with Battle Bars is train American and snack American, which means
I want to get to the bottom line with you, Alex. After hearing the story about what you've done with your life, what the hell do you think about what's going on in general as to the, and I don't mean this to be an easy pot shot, but I get pretty disgusted looking around. I'm a Vietnam era guy, and so I look at the way that veterans are treated from that point through what went on in Iraq and afterwards, and all the politicians saying, rah, rah, shish, goom, bah, the bunch of big phony BSers that they are, because the Veterans Administration is still in shambles as far as I can see.
It's an absolute embarrassment the way our veterans are treated. And frankly, that's why I was hired. That's why I started the gym, and that's why we have Battle Bars, so I can have a direct impact on this stuff and say, I'm not going to wait for someone to help me. I'm not going to wait for someone to help my friends or this. I'm going to do it on my own. And I think our message for Train American is, you know, the whole political landscape right now is absolutely embarrassing. And I want to be able to say, I want to teach the people around us to say, have some pride in being American. I mean, look, 800,000 people die every year from heart disease. Yet we're freaking over a pandemic in the world. What's the real pandemic? Heart disease.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
You know?
So you got all veterans that work for you at Battle Bars and in the gym?
Yes, we have the only female firefighter in our city, first responders that work for us at our gym. Like I said, my partner's a Afghanistan, Iraq war vet. We're looking to hire more, like 10 to 15 new people over the course of 2021.
So you'll get a kick out of this. I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I have been given a license to grow marijuana on my farm. And one of the things that we have said to all the people as we procured our licenses is that every single person, this is my mandate, every person that works on this project is going to be a veteran. And so because that's what you need to do. You got to be focused on these people. Good for you. Go to battlebars.com to order yours. Alex Witt here on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Bones. That's what they are. I don't call them the Stones. The Rolling Bones. Music time on this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. 23 and change after the hour. Record Store Day 2020. The three-part drop series came to a close on the 24th of last month. Continue to generate big album sales, though, for indie stores and the music industry as a whole. The drops, as you suggested, we were talking about this off the air, Victoria. There were three of them, August 29th, yeah. September 26th, and then the 24th of last month, combined to help generate 1.95 million in CD and vinyl album sales at a lot of the indie stores around the country. 1.14 million of the vinyl album sales, according to Nielsen Music data. Those sums represent a sizable 34% and 38%, respectively, of overall indie store CD and vinyl album sales. So that's good news for their bottom line.
Yeah, people responded really well to this, because normally Record Store Day is just, as it sounds, it's one day in April. But, yeah. This seemed to be, it went over really well. And, you know, it's interesting, out of that almost 2 million, 1.4 was vinyl. Is we've been talking a lot about how vinyl is really back in a major way. So artists are coming out with different versions of every new, if you think about it, every new drop from any artist has vinyl. Yeah,
that's
there's a vinyl component.
Is new again.
It's true.
Whoop-a-dee-doo-dah. So Phil was saying, our line producer, Phil, was talking about how it, he said, isn't that in the spring usually? And yes, it is usually.
April.
It's a Saturday in the spring, late April. Record Store Day usually draws a lot of customers into the stores hoping to purchase some of the unique limited edition albums, most of them on vinyl, that are going into the indie stores. That's it, period. And so now for the holiday, they're doing the same sort of thing, Victoria, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that drives up album sales. Good for the stores, good for the artists.
Artists also really were trying to help save these indie record stores.
Yeah.
And so a lot of artists, like Taylor Swift, you know, she has her new Folklore album out, and she hand-signed a ton of vinyl and CDs and dropped them off at all local stores in Nashville. So that was more of an incentive You know, she gave basically a free autographed copy. You pay the regular price, but you also get her signature on it. So a lot of artists tried to do some interesting things to boost some sales.
Well, we're playing the Stones here because they're one of the groups that released specific tunes for the third drop. Stone's Metamorphosis, Miles Davis's Double Image, Rare Miles from the Complete Bitches Brew Session. That was on a red vinyl. Let's see, the first vinyl release of The Who's a Quick Live One, live at the Monterey, good Doug, and the Monterey Pop Festival. That was the best-selling release, best-selling release of the three drops, and it debuts at number three on the Tastemaker Albums chart. And I have the slightest idea what the Tastemaker Albums chart is.
It ranks the top-selling albums of the week at indie stores.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So, good. Good news for indie record stores and the sale of records and stuff that you can maybe still visit to get for Christmas gifts. 26 after the hour now, The Boss, who it seems is tying with John Mayer for the most number ones in the history of Billboard's album chart. The Letter to You album debuting atop this week's list. Bruce Springsteen now has 7 top rock albums that have been number one since the charts began in 2006, including two of last year and a half, before Letter to You was out, Western Stars, which is a great album and a great movie if you get to see it. And then that was in June of last year. Then in October of 2007, Magic was on the top of the list. Of these seven chart toppers, six are credited solely to Springsteen. Bruce. Another, 2016's Chapter and Verse was credited to Bruce Springsteen and the band, the E Street Band. Below Springsteen and John Mayer, with seven apiece, Dave Matthews, Tom Petty, they have six. Letter to You takes over atop the week, the chart this week, by bumping Tom Petty's reissued Wildflowers. That was number one the week of October 31st. So Letter to You becomes Springsteen's second number one on the Americana Folk Album chart after Western Stars. On the Billboard 200 chart.
It's funny, he's gotten pushed into that Americana folk category now.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting that he's moved into that, yeah. Anyway, I think Western Stars are best.
It works for him. I like these new songs.
Work that he's done for a long time. Yep. 28 and a half the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a leaked memo to the Associated Press, U.S. Attorney General William Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to probe substantial allegations of voting irregularities. Barr continues, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdiction. In certain cases, as I have already done in specific instances, referring to a man in Texas being arrested after trying to cast 1,700 stolen mail-in ballots. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
let me talk.
Yeah, please.
Since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion.
USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Monday Night Football matchup came down to the wire as the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27 with a late field goal. The Jets are now 0-9 for the first time in team history. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says the team needs to move forward.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week throughout all of this of keeping our heads up and taking it one day at a time. So I just, you know, it's going to be the job of the coaches and a few guys on this team to make sure that we continue to have that mindset moving forward. As tough as that might be, you know, there's 7 weeks left in the National Football League season. So if you don't come to work and ready to go, this league will make that very long and very tough for you to survive. So we have to keep our heads up and play this thing out the only way we know how.
The Jets are guaranteed not to lose next week. They have a bye week and won't play. SpaceX crew Dragon Resilient spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket, stretching 215 feet long, are ready to roll out to Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in preparation for Saturday night's launch to the International Space Station. The famed launch pad is where Apollo 11 moon mission took off in 1969. The mission named Crew 1 will deliver astronauts Mike Hopkins, Victor Glover, Shannon Walker, and Soichi Noguchi to the orbiting outpost for 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How to get to Sesame Street. This is the day that Sesame Street premiered in 1969, and it immediately was a very exciting innovation. The show has dominated a lot of terrain in children's television. I know both of my children grew up on Sesame Street. My grandson is on it now as well. A lot of people say, it's too liberal. You know,
what? Who says that?
People who don't think that there should be a mix of all kinds of things. This is one of the most sensitivity generating. I don't know what the right expression is, but you know what I'm saying. The phrase, the sensitive
because
nature
like,
in which
they think it's political because of like what do they talk about?
Gay people and black people and you know all of that stuff. That's for the people who are Neanderthals. Don't think that's a representation. But it really has, I had this experience. Matter of fact, I was just laying out some of the things I get from my children, my grandson. I'm going to take a little snapshot of it and post on Facebook some of the haul. But the ideas that come out of teaching children basics when it comes to counting, like Miles can now count backwards and forwards to 20. Sometimes he uses his fingers and his toes. But, so I would say to him, Miles, what's 10 minus 8? And we counted on his fingers and hands. We did this 3 or 4 times, and he comes up with the right answer, too. Or addition is easy for him. He's getting the subtraction stuff down and using his head. He's also learning to write things, and he gave me a lot of things that he's written for the first time for my birthday. And it's kind of cool. A lot of this stuff comes from Sesame Street. And so anyway, it's pretty constructive as far as I'm concerned. It's been very good. A lot of great stars have appeared over the years. But it's been on for, so 69 to now, it's 41 years, right? No. 50. Yeah, it's 51 years.
Yeah.
Is it 51? Yeah, I'm taking my fingers.
You're doing a Miles.
What Miles is doing, yeah.
Right.
Let me see here. Yeah, it's really been a very, very, and the songs and the stuff that comes from it. I haven't watched all of it, but I would sit with the kids once in a while and watch it. It was, it isn't as probably as widespread in terms of distribution as it was before because they've had financial problems. And I lay that not at the feet of the producers of the program, but at the feet of the Children's Television Workshop. Got a lot of money from the same sources that PBS gets its money. And they're so overwrought with politically charged programming ideas, and the producers, and they overdo it. All the stuff at public television and public radio is way overdone in terms of staff and what they could do if they were thinking about the end product instead of all the people that work there. But the end product, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to Sesame Street, has been fabulous. My children have great memories of all the things, and it's cool to have something that's been around that long, frankly. How much time did you spend watching it as you grew up, Victoria?
I mean, we watched it. I remember Big Bird and, you know, stuff like, I don't remember being that
hot
into it, but my mom could probably, yeah, my mom would probably know more.
Yeah.
I don't remember. When I watched it, I would have been very young.
Yeah, right. Well, it's cool. Anyway, no matter what, find it very cool. More than 1 million tons a year of plastic is not ending up where it's supposed to. Not that this is big news, but wow. 1,300 plastic grocery bags per person. Let's repeat that. 1,300 plastic grocery bags per person landing in places like the ocean, all over the side of the road. I was mowing a field of hay last Friday in a town next to Framingham where I live, and on the side of the field is right on the side of a fairly major thoroughfare, and I must have spent 20 minutes picking up trash, mm-hmm. tin cans, plastic, paper, bags, things that people throw out of their cars as they drive up and down the roadway. It's disgusting. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know who I'm talking about. Somebody who flips a cigarette butt out of the car window. Or you toss, you selfish bastards. That's the second time today I've used that. But it is. It's just plain selfish.
Yep. Cigarette butts are number one.
Gross.
It's the stuff that you don't think about. Cigarette butt, in terms of what ends up in our waterways and
yeah.
you know, what ends up in landfills, cigarette butts are like number one.
Yeah.
Plastic
like
straws are a
water,
huge problem.
Folks.
Yeah, plastic straws are a huge problem. Another one that no one really thought about until I had never thought about it, but disposable contact lenses are really messing up with fish.
They're
because
all plastic.
When they end up, yeah, and fish
and
ingest
the gills.
Them.
Yep. Yeah,
and so
right.
that's another one. And then disposable ketchup packets. This is some, and disposable cutlery. Like, that's something that people don't, you know, a lot of restaurants now people have been very vocal and say, if I'm going to get takeout, which a lot of people have been getting takeout during the pandemic, then, you know, you don't need to include plastic or, you know, disposable. And you don't need ketchup
packets.
They
give you automatically a...
They throw a ton of them in.
Plastic straw. I look at people and say, I don't want a straw.
Right,
and
I do too.
They look at me strangely. I don't want a straw.
Right.
And for a reason, think about it a little bit there, pal. Why don't I want... I feel like giving them a quiz, some of these waiters, these kids who don't think about this stuff at all. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, it's time for you to learn because it's your future. My future is moderately limited and compared to yours, and I don't want this crap around all over the roads and using that field as an example. I'm trying to bale hay for my animals, and who wants all that crap in that stuff?
Right.
You know, it's not. Anyway, and the Chinese are not taking our trash. So it's ending up in landfills. The field, actually, that I'm going to bale hay on this afternoon, Victoria, is a landfill. And I have not done one of those fields before. The guy who runs this community where I've just started working this year said, come down and mow all of our hay. And I said, yeah, I'll do that. And he brought me over to this landfill. And it's really interesting. I mowed the hay in the dark last Friday before I went to California. And I was over there yesterday raking the hay. And it is very green. It's lush because of the stuff that's bubbling up that's in the landfill, which I find very interesting. There are those aerators all over the top of the field. There are these pipes, plastic pipes that come out of the ground that are aerating what's, you know, in the ground. Because a lot of that stuff isn't going to ever decay. It just, you know,
right.
This particular landfill is about 20 years old. But the grass is thick and lush, and it's from, you know, what's underneath it, much as anything else. But there's so much waste. I think about that every day. I look at my two bins downstairs, how much the plastic is all containers that we get food in.
Yep.
And I went to the store last night, bought a lot of stuff. It's all in plastic containers.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using those, you know, they have those new forks. I got them on the ice cream bus that I have on the farm. The disposable, I forget what they're made out of, though. The spoons that aren't plastic.
They make the compostable ones.
Yeah.
But
what are they made
them,
out of? I don't remember what they're made out of.
It's a plant-based thing that it feels like hard plastic, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are great. And there are a lot of great solutions out there. It's just, you know, I mean, I have the straws that are made from seaweed, and they were on Shark Tank. And so those are fabulous, and it feels like a hard plastic. They don't get mushy. And, you know, you can sit in a drink all day and it's fine. But, you know, that's people just have to think. And no one seems to want to do that. I don't know. Some people do, but other people just take it for granted.
How much money was spent on political advertising, you'd like to know? Give me the answer to that after I help you get healthy the right way without using stimulants and drugs. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You can go to toploss.com and use Calitrin as your way. The thing that's great about Calitrin, or one of the many things that I can list that's great about Calitrin, is they have a support staff that you can access. You go to toploss.com, buy the product. You have a counselor at your disposal who will help you through all of the learning curve, the things you need to do to support yourself while you're on this diet. It's not just come by, we want to make money. This is come to us and we'll help you. And yeah, by the way, we'll make some money. I mean, how do you keep them in business? They've got to be doing something, right? They've been in business for 23 years. Formula made by a doctor and three of his nurses. That is the only weight loss formula that's safe, doesn't involve stimulants or drugs or any of that stuff. And you don't have to keep buying it either. It's not one of these things. Oh, I'll take your credit card. And if you decide you want to stop getting the product, well, you'll call us and then you send us an email and then send a smoke signal and maybe we'll take you off the list. Don't have to do that with Calitrin. What you buy is what you get. That's it. You want more? You got to get back to them. 45-day money back guarantee. You'll be satisfied or you get your money back. That is, you'll lose weight. So 86% success rate, they only have to give money back to 14%, and even then, some of the people who get off of it go back on it because they know it works. Not a quick fix by any stretch of the imagination, but boy, does it work long term. Always a sale going on. Buy three now, get three free. Not only of the Calitrin, but any other product they have, like the Belly Buster. Get rid of that fat that waistline that you're trying to shake off. Healthy, healthy, healthy. That's how I would describe the whole process. TopLoss.com is the website for Calitrim. When you check out, use the DJV code. Don't have to pay for shipping. And you'll be assured of having those great deals like buy three, get three free. That's at TopLoss.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Calitrim, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to TopLoss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrim to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at TopLoss.com. All right, so how much, are you curious as to how much money was spent on political advertising?
Oh.
You ready for this number? This is separate of any organizational structure, anything that it costs to do, to run organization. This is just advertising on radio, television, and on social media. Take a guess. What do you think it is? And by the way...
I mean, it's got to be in the hundreds of millions, right?
$8.4 billion was spent on political advertising. $8.4 billion. This is the difference for some radio stations and some radio groups staying afloat or not. $8.4 billion. Keep in mind, it was $3 billion when Obama ran the first time. And then when Trump ran last time, it was, I think, 4.3 or 4.8, something like that. But the number has doubled in terms of what people... So that's your
such
contribution to the election cycle or whatever it is, because you people who donated to the various campaigns are the ones... That's where the money came from. So all these fundraisers and stuff, I mean, it's good for our business, but it's pretty sick when you think about what could have been done. I'm happy to have it support our radio stations, to be sure, but my God, $8.4 billion, and altogether over 12, somewhere around 12, somewhere north of $12 billion was raised for the electoral process this year, not only the presidential race, but all the congressmen and senators and... You know, that stuff's really amazing with this money.
What a waste. Think about all the things that we could, problems we could solve with that money.
And I don't mean that's not a whiny thing. It just is reality. What could you do? Well, think of all the good you could do with that money. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And Chuck is not even here. We're playing this. All right, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Chuck is off today. We're playing the music from Happy Days because one of the stars, and you got to think, how far back does this go? Happy Days is in the 60s, right? Wasn't that when it was on, like 64 to 69 or something?
I do not know. I've never seen an episode, so I don't
Haven't
know.
Haven't you? Mm-mm. And
I know who the Fonz is.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much where it
is
ends.
Is it?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, well, Fancy Nancy would know this story probably.
Probably,
Linda
yep.
Pearl was one of the stars of Happy Days, and you would reckon, you don't remember what the name is of the character she played, but you look at her, and you can immediately recognize her. Apparently, she got together with Patrick Duffy. Yes, Patrick Duffy from Dallas and lots of movies and TV shows. They are dating because they met on a group chat about COVID. Duffy says, I'm in an incredibly happy relationship. Ms. Pearl, 65, been married, what did I just say? I went through it five times?
I think
four. She's been married five.
Four, right?
Four or five times. They started off as friends, then they lost touch, and then they had a little romantic encounter, and that had the stars, the sparks flying. They were texting back and forth. They were with some of their mutual friends. The conversation, you know, went from all of her friends and his friends down to just the two of them. And so Duffy said, I loaded up my car, drove 20 hours, and ended up on her doorstep just to see if it was real. And we haven't been apart since then. Yeah, that's cute. He was married to the ballerina Carolyn Rosser from 1974 until she died 3 years ago. They had a couple of children together. I never thought it would happen. He said, I never thought this would happen to me again. So, anyway, that's cool. He said he thought his wife would want this sort of relationship. How many men or women that after their spouses die, they say that, Victoria? I think my wife would have liked this, or I think my husband would have liked this. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm 3 years into marriage, so I don't know how I would feel, you know. Hopefully we get a very, very long time together, but
yeah.
I don't know, you know. It's something, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I've never thought about that with Lewis. Right now I'd probably say, no, you're not allowed to see anyone else. But I don't know.
I didn't hear that coming from you. Yeah, that's I can hear that for sure. All right. Well, anyway, good luck to them. I think it's always nice when something like that sparks. It's nice to. It's a little gossipy, but it's kind of fun. And the Chucker. We had the conversation yesterday about what did well at the box office over the weekend. I think $4 million came in. $4 million plus, maybe it's close to $5 million. The Kevin Costner, Diane Ladd movie, which has Jeffrey Donovan in it as kind of the bad guy. I don't know who the woman is who's the baddie in it, but it's a pretty sobering movie, frankly. Just, you know, one of those stories. You got to wonder sometimes. My son has written a number of scripts and is getting a television show produced out of the most recent one that he did. And once in a while we talk about it. As a matter of fact, this weekend we were talking about what goes into making a good script. Did you know, for example, that there is software, that there is specific software for television and movie script writers. Did you know that, Victoria?
No. I mean, I would assume that would be a thing.
I was amazed when he told me how it worked. You know, you come up with dialogue and you assign it to a particular character. The characters are all profiled, and so it automatically goes when you go through the script, it automatically goes into the next place where the dialogue comes from that actor. And then he was telling me about how the pieces of ideas can even get sorted out by the... Is there any... I think I looked at him and I said, is there anything today that doesn't have some sort of technology attached to it? I mean, think about it. When you go to the movies or you watch a television show, are you thinking that the script writers are using some software that helps put the ideas together and put the dialogue together? I was frankly shocked when he told me that.
Yeah, the idea part is interesting. I would definitely say, for formatting's sake, sure,
well,
there are templates and
I
things.
Think what
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. That is interesting, though. Hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, but everything is affected by that, it would seem. Anyway, there are, you know, you got to look at some of the other things that is. I was looking at previews there on wasn't Access. But there's an EST, there's a television channel on cable that doesn't do anything except play trailers. I was looking at some of the trailers for the upcoming movies whenever they come out. I don't know, it keeps you hopeful that we're going back to normal, hopefully before all the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.